Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pellet and we're going to talk, Ann, about Festival of Trees. So good morning to you.
Well, good morning, LaVon. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and there have been a lot of people working really hard, and it's really exciting to put this together.
It is. It's fun, and it's fun to see all the trees go up. They're blooming right now. They're just looking wonderful.
Yes. And all the creativity, you know, you go, oh, look at that tree. The one that I've noticed so far that's different is a white tree that's made into a Santa, has a hat on the top. I mean, there's just so many clever ideas and beautiful ideas.
There are a lot of really unique trees this year. I think people have fun coming down and see all of them, including we've got a car tire tree. This is fun.
Yes.
And we've got a ladder tree, which is done by the Brighton 4-H Club, and all the food on the ladder goes to the food bank when they're done. So just a lot of fun, unique ideas.
Yes. So when is it and where is it?
Okay, it's at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic, Iowa, and the actual festival hours open to the public begin Thursday, December 4th. Every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday opens at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it goes till 7 p.m. on Thursday, closes a little earlier on Friday, stops at 6. Saturday goes till 7 again, and then on Sunday we close out at 3, and that's when all the trees come back down.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty amazing to see that happen, too. As you looked around, Anne, and this has been true in the past, there are individuals, there are groups. You know, how does that kind of all happen, do you think?
Well, it's really interesting, LaVon. This is, the 17th year of it. And a lot of volunteers have been doing this. And like you say, it's interesting because some trees are put up by businesses. Some trees are put up by community groups. For example, Trees Forever has a tree here. They're giving away a real pear tree. And they've got a partridge and two turtle doves in it.
So, I want that tree. I want a pear tree. So we have to sign up, right? That's one of the auction, or not auction. Is this something we buy a ticket for?
Yes, and they have right at the tree itself. They have a little container. You write your name on a slip of paper and your contact information and put it in there, and they're going to draw for who gets that pear tree. And they'll get that to you when it's time to plant it, I guess.
You're a little not so good right now.
But so community groups like that, for example, the Boy Scouts always have a wonderful display. It's fun to see it. You need to come and see that. And then we have individuals, and we have, of course, people from all over. Either they, a lot of times trees are actually maybe in memory of a family member. Maybe there's a lot of trees with children. So we have a lot of preschools and kindergartners that come through here and see all these trees, and do they love to see their faces?
Oh, yes. They search. And since you've been mentioning groups, I'm just going to throw in the one I've been working on is from Arise, which is the group that worked to get the honor flight together. And so you can come and see everybody's name is on it. It was on the honor flight. And I think Steve Livengood told me there's 2,000 pictures moving on the little, you know, picture frame like TV screen. So I'm not sure how long you want to stand to watch pictures, but from the preparation and the honor flight. And so that's kind of special too.
Yeah, and each tree, like you say, is some of them have something you can sign up for. Some of them you just admire the beauty. Some you look for your own face. Mm-hmm. They also have tabletop displays this year, which we've kind of just started doing, which is kind of fun. That's, for example, Bob Boots, who's a local wood carver, everybody knows. He has a whole table full of his carved candles and Santas, and they're just beautiful.
Okay.
So there's a quite a wide variety. And then, of course, we have a raffle. So there are multiple raffle items that people have donated, local artists and area people that have made items that are up for raffle, and people can buy raffle tickets, put them in the container of their choice at the raffle table, and a winner will be drawn, and we'll get that item to you.
Is there a fee at the door?
There is not a fee. That is one of the wonderful things about this. Anybody can come and stare at these trees all they want. We do have a free will offering. And as you come in to the Parish Center from the back road, we prefer probably you come in off Fifth Street, it's easiest. There is a little sleigh sitting on the table there, and you can just drop your free will donation in there. All the money does go to the American Cancer Society, and that goes through the Cass County unit of the cancer board that works here in Cass County. So it is credited to Cass County for the American Cancer Society and goes to, of course, all the wonderful things the Cancer Society does, such as education and research and working with families who have cancer and have loved ones that are suffering from that right now. So we feel it's a really important thing to do.
So you've mentioned some places the money goes. Let's talk a little bit about the local unit. You know, when does it meet? What if you wanted to be a member? Tell us a little bit about that group.
Well, the Cass County unit of the American Cancer Society has been going for years and years and years and years. And I know there's people who are listening to this that say, oh, I used to be on that. And we're delighted if anybody is interested. It does meet once a month. Denise Coder and Carol Schuler are great contacts to get a hold of at the hospital for Denise Coder and at Unity Point at home for Carol Schuler. And they would be glad to explain a little bit more, which I can't go into right now, but we meet, we do things like the Festival of Trees in the fall, we work on the Relay for Life, we do cancer education in the schools. There's just a whole host of small projects throughout the year that we work on and feel positive about that money. And the money that is raised through all these projects does go to the American Cancer Society, which has a wonderful track record for using the money very responsibly, and we feel good about that.
And when you say that, we're visiting with Ann Pella, you used to be employed by that group. I mean, if we want a little inside information, at least from your past experience, you know more than a lot of people would about all the work that's done.
Yes, I used to work for the American Cancer Society as a regional person here in Cass County, and I had seven other counties I worked in. And it's just, I'm always impressed. The people who work for the Cancer Society are very focused on making sure those dollars go to the best place possible. And even though I don't actually work for them anymore, I still have a lot of wonderful contacts there. And, you know, it's a great organization, and they do just a lot of good and outreach to cancer patients all over.
Now you get to volunteer, and you do that locally, but that's such great support. So I'm thinking, a lot of people listening perhaps know about Festival of Trees, but if you haven't ever been here, you just need to come in and your jaw will drop and if you have company, you need to come back again. You can't see all this in one trip.
No, you can't. And also, everybody should know that when you come, there are cookies and cider and coffee. So make sure you stop after you've had the fun time of going through and viewing the trees. Stop and have a cup of coffee or a cup of cider and a cookie, which are all given by donations. And we just want people from the community to come and enjoy the spirit of Christmas.
Yes, and it certainly sets it all off. So, and let's remind people again, location and hours.
Okay, it's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. The hours, it does start Thursday, December 4th, goes the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So Sunday is when it closes down, but 10 a.m. every morning they open the doors. And it usually goes till 6 or 7 each night, Thursday till 7, Friday till 6, Saturday again till 7, and Sunday closes down at 3 o'clock.
Okay, and we've talked quite a bit about, you know, coming to see the trees themselves, but then you mentioned tabletops, and let's just one more time mention about the raffle items.
Yes, oh, there's a wide variety of raffle items. There's a beautifully painted picnic basket with a winter scene on it. There are some fun pillowcases and bags that are both Cyclone and Iowa Hawks, so whichever way you tend to look at it, there's something there for everybody. And there's just a variety of other really fun items.
Okay, and when we say raffle, do people pay more, or does everybody get a raffle ticket when they come in? How does that work?
Okay, and just to iterate again, anybody who comes, you do not have to pay. It is a free will donation, which goes directly to the American Cancer Society through Cass County, is credited to Cass County. But the raffle is separate. You just buy raffle tickets, and then you take those tickets over, and you kind of plop them in the can right next to the thing you'd like to win, and then they'll draw on Sunday and let people know whoever won the wonderful item.
Yes, who's the lucky person. Well, this is, again, it's a wonderful event. It just kind of kicks off the holiday season if you haven't already done some things like this. And come and enjoy. It's wonderful.
It is. And we kind of think of it as our Christmas gift to the community, because it is free will offering. But it's something for all ages to enjoy. Yes. Please bring the little kids, bring your parents and grandparents and everybody, because it's for all ages, okay. And it's truly fun.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ann Pallett, for visiting with us about the annual Festival of Trees sponsored by the Cass County Unit of the American Cancer Society. And until next time, just think holiday.